Excellency. Dear Excellency, distinguished colleagues, last year, during the second part of the convention of the Cluster Munition Review Conference, which took place from 20 to 21st of September 2021, states parties to the convention responded positively to the Bulgarian extension requests under Article 3 of the convention by taking a decision to grant Bulgaria additional time for the destruction of its cluster munitions by October 1st, 2022. Due to an explosion occurring on December 21st, 2020 at the destruction site of the Italian utilization company Spoldenti Sabino, all related transportation and destructive activities were put on hold. After the conclusion of related investigation and renewal of related activities license, work recommended only in November 2021, causing a delay of 13 months. The latter affected transportation of the remaining cluster munitions from Bulgaria to Italy, as well as the destruction of the already transported cluster munitions and submunitions from Lot 1 and Lot 2. It has to be stated, Mr. Chairman, that the destruction of cluster munitions is its nature a very complex process and technologically and logistically a very sophisticated one. Organization, collaboration and coordination among all stakeholders involved is not a process marked by lesser complexity or higher predictability levels. There are five stakeholders engaged in the destruction process of the Bulgarian cluster munitions. This pentagonal structure is definitely not easy to supervise and coordinate. Neither it is easy bringing it back into motion once stopped in times of pandemic or other unforeseen circumstances. I mention this complexity in order to underline that the fact that this recent Bulgarian experience also provided an important lessons learned which might be of use to other our colleagues. Member of the Bulgarian delegation, both in capital and here in Geneva, stand ready to share experience, views and observations with all interested state parties with appending Article 3 obligations. In conclusion, and before giving to you, Excellency, the opportunity for my colleague from the Bulgarian Ministry of Defense, Mr. Stoyan Karastoyanov, to share further details regarding the very recent state of affairs, allow me to put on record our appreciation for the fruitful and committed collaboration with the United Kingdom Presidency, as well as our recognition for the impeccable work of the ICU team and its director, Mr. Sheila Mbewa. And thank you for your kind attention. Now, following establishing good practice from previous year, I would like to kindly give the floor over to my colleague from Bulgarian Ministry of Defense. He will duly provide extensive information and related details concerning the actual state of affairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, let me